Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today there are three texts, as always, and the Old Testament text and the Gospel text seem to give us some cause for worry. There's some nastiness that seems to happen. But it all fits together when you hear this. See, even when things look and feel really bad, we can rejoice and trust God because know that in the end, God's loving power will win. So today, as I was thinking about all the texts, I decided that the Philippian text was one that I was going to speak with you on. And instead of just talking and doing all that, I'm using the same context, the same genre as the letter. Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. I'm writing to the Church of Grace of Lancaster. Hear these words. My dear sisters and brothers of Grace United Church of Christ, Fairfield County, Lancaster, Ohio. I love you, and we are to be together as church family, in relationship with one another, as fellowships of Jesus Christ, to be in covenant together with God, and to follow through with our baptismal promises, listening to the Spirit move through and within us, trusting that God will always push us to be the best, calling us to listen and to stand for all people. For no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. You are important to me. You do lots in the name of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. You are my humbleness and joy. I urge you to keep your feet planted firmly in the Lord's way. I urge you to stand up for what is right and just as followers of Jesus Christ. I urge you to get outside of these walls and live the gospel in this community, living the Spirit of God in Lancaster, Fairfield County, Hocking Valley, Buckeye Country. I have a special message for you. I ask you, my loyal companions, to work together with me. You belong to the Lord. You are on equal footing with me. You are my genuine yoke fellows. Do you remember what that means? The yoke in the ancient literature was an important symbol of cooperative effort. Friends and family were genuine yoke fellows. For God's sake, for the sake of the church, get together, be genuine yoke fellows. Trust one another. I plead with you to listen to each other, to listen, to pray together, to be in relationships together, to be Christians in our places of work and play and school, so that folks will know that we are followers of Jesus, that we live differently because of whom we belong to. And a note to you, my friends, my dependable companions, you know who you are. Please help the family work out all the differences, to help them sort out the things that separate them from each other and from God. Stop any bickering, and don't talk about things that divide, but move and help them move towards the things that unite us in Jesus Christ. In the past, you have worked hard with me and put lots of sweat and tears into living and sharing about Jesus and the love and grace that he shares with us. You've worked hard to live the faith and to bring others to Christ. God has all the names in the book of life. When our story of faith defines God as love and defines us as created in God's image, that is something extremely important. Love means relationships. God made us to be in relationship. We each have personal relationships with each person we encounter in life. A relationship is not defined solely on the length of its duration. A relationship is established when a genuine connection is made. In order to create a life full of deep and rich personal relationships, we must take every human encounter seriously. I'm inviting you to reflect on what it means to be formed as a community of God's people, committed to living out the ways of God here at Grace United Church of Christ in Fairfield County, in the places also that we live and work. In the world in which we live, there has been much violence, so much disaster, hurricanes and fires, shootings, and believing that skin color makes a difference in who we are. God wants us to live together, rejoicing that we belong together. In Christ, we can live with joyous confidence in God's presence as we continue to learn and grow. What is the role of prayer in such a life, our life? How is God inviting us this very moment to embrace praiseworthy living? Celebrate the Lord nonstop. Let me tell you that again. Celebrate. Have fun. Rejoice. Let your hair down. Be together, eat, play, pray together. Work so that you get a reputation for gentleness. Because when we are pushy, people turn us off. They ask what their problem is, and it causes dissent in the family. And with the Lord so close, we can't afford not to work together. Don't get anxious either about anything. Pray about everything. Pray at all times. Worrying never fixed anything, so take action. That's for me. Worrying never fixed anything. Repackage your concerns, your worries as prayers. Talk to God, giving thanks in advance. Talk to God so that you can get it off your chest. God is always there listening with us. God never turns us off. Once you take your worry, your concern to God in prayer, you will find such relief. God's peace and grace will take over, will move in. Our fears will be pushed aside. Our troubled minds and hearts will take refuge in Jesus Christ, and we can relax and recover and be renewed. And finally, my dear and loyal friends, my fellow companions, my genuine yoke fellows, give your hearts and minds some healthy stuff to chew on. Authentic stuff, uncontaminated stuff, words that can draw you into a conversation, a dialogue with it. The healthy stuff that is worthwhile fulfilling, things with integrity, justice, and peace-filled thoughts. Dear friends and family, these are the things that should fill your mind. Quality stuff instead of immoral and shoddy stuff. Please think on them, meditate on them, because when you do, you can't go wrong. Keep yourself on track, count your blessings, don't be cantankerous. Keep your mind on these positive things if that's the kind of life you want to live. What really lasts are the ideas and actions that mirror Christ. Putting into practice what you have picked up from me, from my teaching and from my example, from the role models of our faith. Rest assured, the God of peace will be right there with you. God's blessings to you. Pastor Mindy.